Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Can you do the horsey sauce? Because you don't like the intense, like the wasabi and the heat type. Could you do horseradish?
I don't mind on some kind of a hunk of beef, a horseradish mayonnaise or whatever. I don't mind that.
You don't have a jar of golds in the fridge?
It's to me, I have. It's rare that I say no to any sauce. Very rare. All right. It is 7 o'clock, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
True. This AAF Sports Minute is brought to you by Dr. Robert Leonard, Dr. Matthew Lopresti. They are my hair doctors. If you are losing your lettuce, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
The puck comes to Heinen to Corrali, who has his second of the night. Hard work pays off in spades for the Bruins, and they're up 3-0.
Jack was on fire last night. Jack and Brick do the call for the Bruins. And thank you, Sean Corrali. Not once, but twice, he had two tallies. Bees roll 5-0 over the Isles. Tuukka had the shutout. You got to love it. Next up, the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night. Down the pike, the Celtics lost to Denver Monday. Next up, Philly tonight at 7 o'clock. Sox and Jays were rained out yesterday. Sox Orioles in a preseason tilt tonight. It's not a day game. It is a 7 o'clock first pitch season opener next Thursday. Are we doing a live broadcast?
I would assume that our annual tradition of broadcasting on opening day from the baseball tavern will continue. I have not been alerted by the powers that be, but I would think we would be.
Sweet.
And it is, I mean, listen, today is the first day of spring. We were talking at the start of the show about what, for you anyway, what means that it is officially spring around here. Many said that when the snow melts and reveals all of the trash on our highways and, and byways, that indicates that spring is finally here.
Is that a full nip bottle?
some said, I may have mentioned that when you can finally enjoy a hot dog at Sullivan's outdoors, that means it's spring. But for a lot, the home opener, which is April 9th, is the first indicator of spring.
Yeah, so they have Seattle in the opener.
They have Seattle in the season opener.
The season opener, yeah.
On the 28th.
That's not the home opener.
Yeah. Home opener is the Jays.
Okay, yes, it is.
And Toronto. The home opener is April 9th, so there's the opener away, and then you got the home opener.
Hard to believe the sports guy's wrong.
Well, I mean, listen,
it's fine.
You gave it a great try.
You know, consistency. 23 years of consistency.
Yeah. Mediocrity.
I mean, for 23 years, you've probably noted that the Red Sox either open up at home or on the road.
Right. They play at Fenway, don't they?
If you'd like to do a little research, you'll figure out where they are. All right.
Yes. Mookie Betts is smiling this morning, Hill Dog. The Angels' Mike Trout signed the richest contract in baseball history. 12 years, wait for it, $430 million.
Wow.
Whew. Huh. He's F smiling. Bryce Harper's 13 for 330, obviously.
Yes.
And Mookie's a free agent next year. And God bless him, because he's going to be a very rich man. Hockey's finals are at the Garden this weekend. Semis and the finals, BU Northeastern, UMass, BC in the late tilt. March Madness begins Thursday. Tonight's play-in Final Four, North Carolina Central, North Dakota State, St. John's, Arizona State. Last night, the play-in games, Fairleigh Dickinson and Belmont got her done and are moving on to the big dance. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, LB.
Thank you, kid.
A 978 texter says, for them, it is spring when the Masters is on.
Oh.
And maybe that means we'll get a Hillmail voicemail message from fake Jim Nance,
yes.
who is one of my favorite Hillmail voicemail message leavers. So I would agree with that. 781 texter says, when Dairy Queen opens, then you know that it's spring here in Massholia.
So. Love Dairy Queen.
Well, what Dairy Queen closes for the winter?
I guess
that's
there are
tragic.
Some. There may be some that do. I don't think that there's some of them that are.
Really?
I mean, most of them are probably open year round.
Yeah. I know the one in Natick is a drive up, and they're open year round.
Are they open year round?
Yeah.
Banana
I mean,
splits.
From what I heard.
Yeah. So, listen, today is the first day of spring, and we are getting up into the 50s today for a high. The sun is out right now, and it's not in the 50s. It's still cold in the morning, but spring, hope springs eternal when it comes to spring. It is 7:06. Danielle, you were telling me that there was a news story today about a man who has been charged with assault. And it's assault with a deadly food item. And
yeah.
I love these stories, obviously. In this case, it was pancake batter.
Yes.
Where did this happen?
Want to take a wild guess?
Florida?
Yeah.
In Florida, not like the rest of us. Okay.
Brooksville, Florida. This 45-year-old fella, who, by the way, goes by the name of Mr. Perfect.
Ooh. I'm gonna self-proclaim myself to be Mr. Perfect, okay?
He got drunk last Friday, started insulting a woman at a trailer park. Now, it's not clear if they're involved romantically, but she was in the middle of making pancakes for dinner. By the way, breakfast for dinner, goat.
Love yeah. That.
Breakfast any time of day.
Yeah.
So they started arguing, and he threw the bowl filled with pancake batter at her. Luckily, the bowl missed the woman.
Oh, good.
But it shattered, and then she wound up with batter in her hair and on her clothes. How's your visual?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, the police came. They arrested him for battery.
Uh-huh.
His real name is Dwayne Zimmerman. Last we were updated, he wasn't able to cover his bond and was still in jail. No big surprise. Also, not the first time he's been in jail for throwing food. He's got a very long rap sheet. In 2017, he was arrested for throwing a gallon of ice cream at his sister.
What a waste.
I know.
Yeah, guy's
really.
Wasting food
for
left
real.
And right.
What flavor was that?
I wish I knew.
So he was charged with battery? Is that what that is?
Oh, very good,
that
right.
Is that a bad joke?
That's a classic.
That's a great dad joke.
Just a heads up.
Yes.
Because I'm getting thousands of text messages on the text line, which is 97107. Most every single Dairy Queen that is being mentioned closes in the winter and only opens up in the spring. So they said Natick, Westboro, Clinton, Marlboro.
Okay.
They
I know there's
all
one in West Boylston, but that's one you can that has a dining area.
Yeah, so maybe if they don't have the dining area and then they close. So for me, it's all about Erickson's ice cream.
Yes.
When Erickson's ice cream opens up, which is normally right around the home opener, which LB said is either next week or April 9th.
Yeah.
At some point in April.
That's when Erickson's opens up. That means it's spring. So, but I'm glad that we can proclaim today and tell everybody that it's the first day of spring because that makes you feel better about the whole thing.
Can we do a places in Maynard Greg is willing to drive to bracket?
Sure. Yeah,
Maybe throw in Hudson too.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, listen, I'll go over to the old Maynard Outdoor Store to buy a pair of shorts for the summer or something like that.
Going hiking?
When I'm going hiking. Yeah, of course. All right. It is 7:09, and coming up this hour, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So leave one of those right now. This is the Hillmail number, 617-779-779. 5463. You can leave a voicemail message about any topic, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Brian on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, kid.
Yo, Brian.
Hey, Sue. Happy Dirty, Greasy, Sexy, Faster Pussycat Day.
Oh, hello.
Hey, LB.
Yeah.
When you're going to coach that first street hockey game, and those little bastards fire that little orange ball right off the back of your shin, that's the first day of spring.
Oh, all right.
You got that right.
There you go.
Nothing worse than using that the plastic ball in winter. It freezes hard as a puck.
So the discussion at times this morning has been, for those of you who live here in Massholia, what is the very first sign of spring? Someone said earlier, it was when Dunkin' Donuts runs out of the pumpkin flavor. Others have suggested that it is all when the trash on the Mass Pike and elsewhere is finally revealed because the snow is gone. You should feel free to share with us this morning. What is it to you that says spring is here on the first day of spring? And the weather, as long as we're talking about it this hour, brought to you by the new MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. It is going to be sunny and in the 50s for the first day of spring today. Right now, it is 33 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Introducing the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza is the world's best cotton, and MyPillow's Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code WAAF and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Visit MyPillow.com and get 30% off with promo code WAAF. Here's a 774 text that says, when Sam Adams Summer Ale is available on tap, that to them is spring.
Okay.
Tap.
Here's 508 text, it says it's the street sweepers. It's all about the street sweepers.
Yeah.
And that means,
it's the hot chicks on Storo Drive.
Yeah.
From BU that lay out in their bikinis.
Yeah, mention that. The golf courses. Oh, here's somebody who says when the golf course opens.
Sure.
Well, they've been open on the Cape for a little while, but this is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Kevin?
Well, first day of spring for me is when I can consistently wear my shorts out in my backyard. My neighbors all look at me and say in unison, damn, are you white?
You're not a hardo year-round shorts wearer. I love those guys.
No, I'm not that insane. When it's nice out, I'll don a pair on.
Yeah.
But I like to get some color into my pigmentation before I do that because my wife says I look like a wading bird. So I try to get some color first.
Nothing worse than the year-round hardo shorts wearer. And you mentioned how cold it is outside, and they got to tell you that it's not cold outside.
Well,
they don't usually
care. There's a weight requirement for that. I'm not going to say anything.
Yes, yes.
And they may be more impervious to the elements than others.
Yeah, that's true.
Of a lesser weight.
You're husky, you're always warm.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's always hot.
Spring means the courtyard's open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Greg, our friend Brian Black, a year-round shorts wearer.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yes, absolutely. Stanley's poll is up, and that means that Stiz Grimey, our assistant producer, has walked into the studio this morning. Tell you about his poll this morning. So good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
And
good morning,
what is your poll about this morning?
So this morning, Greg, the poll is, even though today is the first day of spring, will we get another snowstorm?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
And you're probably jinxing all of us by simply doing the poll. I think we're all, I don't even want to weigh in on this because of the jinx risk, but I think we're all done.
When was the latest snowstorm that we've ever had?
Well, we had a famous April Fool's Day blizzard, legit blizzard. That was back in the 90s, and it was a disaster because of the power outages because the snow was so heavy and it was springtime. But I think
we had one in May. I want to say 1979.
Really?
Yeah.
In May?
Yeah.
Huh.
Get out of here.
Well, that was before climate change. okay.
Climate change doesn't apply to New England.
Global warming.
So you can vote this morning in Stanley's poll on our Twitter feed or on our Instagram. And on Twitter, it's at WAAF. And on Instagram, it's at WAAF Boston. Correct?
That's correct.
Stiz?
That's
right.
Correct, Hilda.
All right. Well, come back and give us an update on Stanley's poll.
Absolutely.
And stare creepily at Danielle in about an hour or whatever, okay? All right. Yow!
It's
grimy.
No.
Here's a text that says, Stiz's polls are extremely boring. Spaz would have awesome ones.
Oh, wow. Really? So thank you, texters. Yes.
Spaz would have ones that would get pulled down off like the Twitter feed by like our marketing department being like, Anthony, you can't say that on a corporate Twitter feed. Also, can you have someone else write it? Can you have Hillman write it and you can just copy and paste it?
Yeah, he would misspell spring first or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he was dyslexic.
Spring. He still needs the assist.
Maybe I should dress up as a chicken and let you guys shoot paintballs at me.
Whoa.
Oh, now you're talking, big guy.
Stiz, costumes equal funny, and I think you should take over the costume role on this show. I'm glad you brought that up.
In my mouth.
I think you absolutely have to take over the role I think you absolutely have to take over the role of chief costume wearer on this program. All right.
If you dress up as a stripper on opening day, I might make out with you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that did happen once. Let's delve into that.
Let's delve into the
live broadcast for the home opener when Danielle disappeared into a ladies' room and made out with strippers for a good hour.
They were having wardrobe issues.
Yes.
I went into the big handicap stall to help out. People made assumptions.
Ah, yes. Alcohol.
Yes. It's makes everything fun.
You bet.
It does.
It's nature's gift.
Yes. Best decisions and worst relationships.
So, Shu, that storm you're talking about apparently was May 10th, 1977.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be the most significant snowfall that we have had around here in May in recent memory, if you refer to 1977 as recent, as I do. All right, here's a text. I'll read this. I'm just having fun. The thing I do, in case you're new to the show, I just try to have fun. But this texter says, when Greg and LB mock climate change, they sound like such buffoons.
Oh, my God.
Do a little research.
My God, you do the research, you nitwit.
Okay.
It's a money grab, okay? And it's
Al Gore, carbon credits.
Al Gore, kid. The research,
Don't let these people get you going.
Do you even watch? You know, like I don't know what
the History Channel.
No.
The Weather Channel.
Whatever cable channel that I watch all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spice.
What is it? I mean, I need to know what it is. What is the cable channel that you watch all the time that you can't remember
you
what it's called?
Go ahead. Make me buy 14 garbage barrels so, you know, because we're all going green because of climate change. The weather isn't changing for 50 years.
Well, listen, I don't want
50 years. You understand that, right? You buffoon.
I don't want to get into it. However, I will say that we are discussing the fact that we had a snowstorm in May in 1977. So perhaps the climate, the planet was going through climate change then, or it was just an errant snowstorm that happens every once in a while. All right. Anyway, we are about a half an hour away from playing your Hillmail voicemail messages back. You can leave one of those right now on any topic. A texter would like to know, they're dying to know, if it's the Food Network that you were talking about, the cable channel that you watch all the time. Or
I do watch. Hey, listen, not for nothing. There's great shows on the Food Network. You know, Chopped, must watch TV.
Yeah, good.
That's not what I would have done with black truffles, but that's fine.
Well, maybe it's Telemundo. Is it Telemundo that you're watching?
No, I can't. I don't speak Spanish.
Is that where you're getting your sports from, Telemundo?
Probably.
Okay.
Hey, can I mention a weird phenomenon?
Yes.
That I witnessed this morning while getting my coffee?
Yeah.
The fine gentleman who makes the coffee in the morning.
Yes.
Is a Spanish-speaking man, but, you know, also speaks English, but has a clear accent.
Yes.
And the woman in front of me was talking. She's a regular, and she was talking to him, and this is like a strange phenomenon. I think it's only in Massachusetts. She wasn't talking to him in Spanish, but she created her own version of English.
Yes.
I memorized this quote. Because he said, this is my last week working at this particular location. And she said, I see you son yesterday. And I was thinking to myself, lady, that was like her version. She was saying that she saw his son yesterday.
Yeah, I see
but
you
she
son.
Said, I see you son yesterday. So that, as if she was trying to like speak to him in her own version of literally, what is wrong with people? Like just like
that's like when people have maybe limited English or you know, somewhat broken English, and someone, instead of trying to translate or you know, use mime actions, they'll just speak more loudly. I used to work with a guy like at Delta deaf. That did that, and we'd have a lot of international passengers, and they would have very limited English. So he would be like, I need to see your passport, and they would kind of just make the face. And instead of pointing at the passport, he would be like, I need to see your passport. I'm like, that's not going to help.
But I will say this. When you travel, you start you start using their language, whether it's, you know, you go to Ireland or you go to Germany, you know.
You should have heard me at the retreat. I was picking up like 9,000 foreign accents. Every time I said good morning to someone, I walked in the room. I was like, good morning, Nyla. How are you? It's good to see you today. Yes. So what is the time in Qatar right now where your family is? I'm like, I don't even know what accent I came up with.
Yeah. All right. Danielle, you mentioned that there was a guy in the news who is paying odd homage to an Australian town's name.
Yes, it's pretty interesting. Shu, you're going to love this. There's a man who's creating a giant wooden bong in honor of his hometown in Australia, which is called Wooden Bong. One word.
Yeah, man.
Wooden bong.
This is a complete stoner idea, Shu.
Oh, yeah, man.
Who's got the time or who thinks of this? Right. So he lives in a town called Woodbong, and he decided to create a giant wood bong to honor his town.
Paul Pearson is his name.
Uh-huh.
Now, they have a lot of tourist attractions in the area, and he started a petition to gain support for a giant wooden bong with a tourist information center underneath. Mixed response from people that live in the area so far, but let's hear from Paul.
First time I heard wooden bong, I just envisioned a giant wooden bong. I've always had that vision ever since I first heard the town name Wooden Bong, as hundreds of thousands of other Australians and people do from all over the world. It's an unfulfilled prophecy. It just has to be played out.
It's an unfulfilled prophecy, man.
How can you not have a bong and wooden bong?
I love it. The idea came to him about 3 p.m. when he was lying on the couch, eating some Doritos. He's like, this is going to be brilliant, man. This is going to be brilliant, mate.
Is he going to use the bong? Can you use the giant bong?
Probably.
You have to be this tall to ride the bong.
All right. This is Peter from Florida on the Framingham Ford studio line. Peter, what's it like in Florida this morning?
Wet, rainy. Good morning, Morning Show.
What is the temperature, though?
It was cold this morning. 62.
Oh, yeah. 62 is freezing. Brr. Yeah. Okay. What's up?
Well, they have to open the shelters.
What's going on?
Well, you were talking about the snowstorm back in 1977 of May.
Yeah.
And I remember it quite distinctly because I worked at Fenway Park when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I worked for a guy named Joe Mooney, and yes. We were on the grounds crew.
Yes.
And we had to clear the field before the game that day.
Of snow. You had to clear the field of snow.
Yeah, I 6 inches, 8 inches, I can't remember. I was a kid.
That's great. I mean, I don't know how the poll will go, but I don't think we're going to get another storm. I think we're in the clear now.
Well, really, now that you said that,
there we go.
Keep your shovels in the garage and your brushes in the back seat.
All right. Well, here's the text that says at noon, you have to go watch the smoke billow out of the top of the Tourist Information Center in Woodbong, Australia.
Does that mean they've decided what the strain of the day is going to be when you see the smoke?
Well, it'd be like when Spicoli gets out of the van at school.
Fish bowls.
Mr. Hand. All right. You want to get to the news?
Yes. News this hour is brought to you by Comcast. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is a technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, Beyond Fast, take your business beyond. Visit ComcastBusiness.com. So there's a school vaccination lawsuit happening in Walton, Kentucky, and a family is suing their health department because of an issue with the chickenpox vaccine. Bill Kunkel said that his son Jerome, who's 18, is being discriminated against because he's got religious beliefs that prevent him from getting the chickenpox vaccine. Now, all students need proof of chickenpox vaccine to attend school.
For decades.
Forever.
Right.
Right. Now, he plays basketball. He was told he couldn't play sports, but if he is able to, get proof that he's immune to the chickenpox, he can still attend school, but he just can't play the sports. So his dad, Bill, is really not happy about this.
I don't believe in that vaccine at all, and they're trying to push it on us. You know, the chickenpox is a vaccine is derived from aborted fetuses. You know, and of course, we're, as Christians, we're against abortion.
I'm not a chemist or a scientist. Mm-hmm. Neither was Elizabeth Holmes, apparently, the subject of the inventor.
I tend to doubt the facts.
I've created a new chickenpox vaccine from aborted fetuses, but I don't know that the vaccine comes from that.
He is only a little bit right. They make the vaccine from a strain of, I think they call it embryonic lung cells, mm-hmm. that they've been creating in labs since they created the vaccine.
Here at Theranos, we're making the vaccine from styrofoam cups. And you only need one drop on the top of your forehead.
I mean, by the way, at some point this morning, we have to address a couple things from the inventor now that you've watched it. One is the strange guy who has the half beard. Is that a medical thing, or is that something that is new in vogue that I don't know about?
That's what I thought. I thought this guy's one of those kind of mad laboratory scientists who does his own thing. But no, it looks like he had some kind of injury or burn or something on that side of his body.
Okay, so that's the one thing.
Yeah.
And then the other
thing. But you got to give it to him. He can only grow half a beard and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other thing that we have to discuss is the audio that has surfaced today of Elizabeth Holmes talking in her real voice, and the fact that that whole male voice thing was another part of her fraud that she did in order to try to sound more legitimate as a scientist, like to try to talk in a man voice.
So really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do the news like that from now on.
Yeah. No,
I sound legitimate.
Yeah. I'm LB. Yeah. This is a sports minute.
She sounds like when Danielle Reed's comments and the creepy guy voice?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I mean, I don't. Seems to me like most people are willing to get their kids vaccinated because they're in for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to do it, but this person, they're not willing to do it, and they may not be able to go to school because of it.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in the news this morning?
This story, shockingly, not from Florida, but Baltimore. A guy dressed in a full-body unicorn costume robbed a convenience store. He was armed with a crowbar, which he used to smash the register, stole money and cigarettes, and then jumped into a Hyundai Elantra driven by his accomplice. Unfortunately, his accomplice lost control of the vehicle. They hit a tree and were subsequently arrested. Evidently, the guy in the unicorn costume is still in the hospital in serious condition. We've got a police spokeswoman from Baltimore.
Our officers began responding, and they were given details that the suspect was dressed as a unicorn and armed with a crowbar. It was traveling at a very high rate of speed. Ultimately, when they tried to catch up to it, the car was involved in a single vehicle crash. A suspect using a unicorn mask or being dressed as a unicorn is certainly unique and not something that we encounter every day.
No, all for cigarettes.
Right.
All right, what else is in the news, Danielle?
You know, if you ask anybody that lives in an urban area, they'll probably tell you that pigeons are a nuisance to them. But they can go for a lot of money on the auction block. Someone just paid $1.4 million for a pigeon. Now, it's a champion Belgian racing pigeon named Armando.
Huh.
Your Seinfeld reference, little Jerry.
I don't think I ever knew that they did pigeon races.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You're clearly not having dinner with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
The winning bidder was an anonymous buyer from China. Evidently, long-distance pigeon racing is a huge deal there,
and they plan to breed the bird. How far of a distance?
They fly around the world, kid.
Far distances, but okay. We've got audio from Armando's previous owner talking about all his achievements.
In 2017, Armando was one of the best pigeons in Belgium. He won third national age pigeon, KVDB, and also second national Limoges. After the season 2017, people like Habi van den Abele and Gino Glick advised me to stop raising Armando and put him in the breeding loft. But we say no to do that.
He was ranked third in Belgium, right behind Trash Eater, who was second.
Sky Rat.
Sky.
How come Armando doesn't have a 30 for 30?
He should.
Yeah. All those achievements.
Right? Yeah. But $1.4 million was paid for that pigeon.
For that bird. Now, by comparison, the typical racer bird fetches an average of $2,838. So he is clearly a prime specimen.
Yeah, he's legit.
All right. Wow.
That's the crazy problem in New York, is all the pigeon guys have all the pigeons on the top of the skyscrapers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they poop everywhere.
Oh, mm-hmm. The little spike things up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to check Armando for the PEDs, I would think. I mean, if he's winning these long-distance races week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else in the news right now, Danielle?
If you're headed to work and you're already anxious about leaving your kid at a child care facility, you might not want to listen to this next story. East St. Louis, Missouri, two Head Start teachers are in trouble. They're on LB, the paid administrative leave. After allegations surfaced that preschoolers were forced to strip all their clothes off as part of a punishment for misbehaving.
You're kidding me.
Not even a tiny bit. How disgusting is this?
How does that even play into what you're doing when you're working at a daycare or preschool place?
I can't wrap my head around it.
It's ridiculous.
The students are 4 and 5 years old. According to the Southern Illinois University Police Chief Kevin Schmall, 4 of the 20 students in class were forced to get naked. The punishment has been going on since early last month, but police only learned about it last week. And this is Chief Schmall.
Children would misbehave in the class, and this teacher would have them disrobe, make them stand inside of a closet for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Dude, what?
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable. Update on the pigeon story, which I'm just getting from The Wire. Do we still have a wire?
Yes.
We still have a news wire?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just getting an update from the wire. The buyer of that pigeon for $1.4 million is not going to race him anymore. He's going to retire him to stud. And it's all because of the size of his pecker. He has an inordinately large pecker, that pigeon, and that's why they're gonna come on, Shoe. Give me a give me a lap on that, please.
That was all right, Shoe.
Come on.
No,
all right.
Championship pecker.
No.
Coming up, we are going to get to today's nerd report with our chief nerd officer, Mark Shue, and there is huge, or as we say here in Massachusetts, huge Star Wars news today, right?
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Ew. All right, so very big breaking Star Wars news coming up next during the Nerd Report. It is 7:52, and for those who might care, March has 31 days.
I was just checking.
31 days in March. And September, April, June, and November all have 30. And, of course, February has 29.
No.
28
and a quarter.
In a leap year, it has 29. All right. It is time for this.
And now, Mike Shue with today's Nerd Report.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
Well, there is apparently huge nerd news this morning, so I'm going to throw it to our chief nerd officer, Mike Shue.
It's Star Wars news. Allegedly, it's Star Wars news.
Okay.
So Mark Hamill, you know, as you know, Greg plays Luke Skywalker.
Of course, yes.
He was on Kimmel last night. He may have hinted that he's going to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, really?
In episode 9.
Oh, big news.
I know, which is weird because he died in the last one. But it's Star Wars and anything can happen.
All right, so this new one, when is this new one coming for those of us who don't know?
I don't think for a couple of years now.
Okay.
But they have been filming it. In fact, a little ha-ha from Mr. Hamill, he tweeted out a trailer. People wanted a trailer from the new one, so he tweeted out a trailer. It was actually just a picture of his trailer on the set. Get it?
Yes.
Nerd laughs.
All right, so he sort of indicates that even though his character died, spoiler right. alert, even though his character dies, he may be in the next film.
Glued the beard on over my own beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beard on beard.
I had to keep the beard for something else, and they put the glue
on. What was the something else you had to keep the beard for?
Well, it's NDA. That's non-disclosure.
Okay.
Don't quote me.
Were shooting simultaneously.
Possibly.
And we know then maybe that Luke Skywalker has a beard still and has a body still in the next movie.
Which movie? Well, you know, I love driving the Disney executives crazy because what are they going to do, fire me?
Yeah, right.
Huh. All right.
Yes.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, Hollywood doesn't mind bringing back a character that has died and he could be some kind of a space ghost or something like that.
Well, he's a Jedi, so they go to another level, apparently. You're going to have to ask your buddy there, Jeremy Nerdman Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Star Wars freak. But they go to another level, and they come back, and they talk to you in your head and stuff like that.
Maybe Hamill, his character, is responsible for the spread of space herpes in the next Star Wars movie.
Ew.
Maybe
that sounds like a Jabba the Hutt thing that would happen.
Sure, he'd have it.
Film, the nerds are texting, and the film comes out in December, so it's not that far away.
Okay.
In fact, this nerd, 978 texter, says, it's December 19th, 2019, you idiot.
Well, I'll be driving by and making fun of you while you're standing in line.
Excuse me, it's December 19th in the UK. It's December 20th in the US.
Oh, okay.
Call yourself a nerd. Doesn't know that.
That's Star Wars nerd stuff.
Hey, did you see the thing yesterday about, speaking of movies, as long as we're talking about that, about how there was going to be a Forrest Gump 2, but then...
Really?
But then September 11th happened, and they didn't think it was appropriate to, so it was all done and written and locked in.
Yeah.
And September 11th happened, and then Forrest Gump 2 went away, which is honestly probably a good thing because Forrest Gump is such a good movie, yeah. And we've discussed this a billion times on this program, but except for Godfather, the sequel rarely lives up mm-hmm. to the glory of the original.
Right.
So
right.
Tom Hanks could pull it off, though.
He probably could. There's we actually have some audio from the guy who wrote it. Is that who we have audio from, Shu?
Yeah.
Screenwriter, yeah.
Yeah. And he's talking here about what Forrest Gump 2 was about.
I wrote the sequel, literally I turned it in the day before 9/11.
Wow.
And Tom and I and Bob got together on 9/11 to sort of commiserate about how life was in America and how tragic it was. And we looked at each other and said, this movie has no meaning anymore in that sense. It was going to start basically with the little boy, his little boy having, you know, AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And people wouldn't go to class with him in Florida. And we had actually a funny sequence where they were busing in Florida at the same time so that people were angry about either the busing or the kids having to go to school with a kid who had AIDS. You know, so there was a big conflict. And the big event in that is every day he'd go wait for the Native American partner. She taught nursery school at a sort of a government building there in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on the bench waiting for her to have lunch, and all of a sudden the building behind him blows up.
Wow, feel good. Feel good Forrest Gump
2. Look at 9/11.
Shouldn't have had the second bong hit.
Feel good Forrest Gump 2.
How does that turn into a funny sequence? It was really funny. Yeah.
Segregation and AIDS. And,
hilarious.
Yeah. What?
So, you did not get the Forrest Gump 2 that you wanted. This, by the way, this news story today about Hanks is so Hanks that I can barely talk about it, but I will. In New Mexico, a woman named Samantha Aragon was dining with friends at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ooh, good spot.
And it was her birthday. And I'm going to read this the way all the news people. This is for people who ask me, Greg, why do you hate Tom Hanks? He's such a nice man. This is the reason why, because these news stories, these are the stories that you always get about Tom Hanks because he somehow controls the media. He's like Zuckerberg. But anyway, she was dining with friends at Ruth's Chris, which is always a weird thing to say. So weird that the apostrophe S is on Ruth. But anyway, so she noticed that Hanks was in there eating, and she kept dropping hints that it was her birthday. And lo and behold, Tom Hanks came over and serenaded her with happy birthday at the table because he's America's sweetheart.
Excellent.
Hanks.
Yeah. Sounds like a real jerk, Greg.
You're never going to understand it.
No.
You're never going to understand my dislike of Tom Hanks. It's because I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
There's no person who could be that good. He just can't be that. He can't be that wholesome and perfect at all. There's no way.
He's going to be something. He and Rita Wilson have to be into some weird bondage stuff or something.
They're probably in a sex cult like you are with the yoga thing.
Not a sex cult. It's probably a yoga cult.
Yeah. But
Would you like to know the backstory on how Ruth's Chris got its name quickly? Because I didn't know this, and it's actually pretty interesting.
I thought it was the founder is a woman named Ruth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.